A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. Yo, it's cooling out. We're here with Secret.
What up, though?
What's up? How you doing? We appreciate you sitting down with us.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming. You know, Falling Up, the new album's about to drop. So I really respect your guys as a podcast, as a media outlet. So you guys are one of the first people that I invited. So I appreciate you guys taking time to come here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I want to discuss this the single you dropped, Melanin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we're here for. So that's what the streets are talking about right now.
There you go.
So what did, like, I like it. I felt like it was like a very, what I took from it was like supposed to be very empowering, you know, to like black women specifically. What was, like, your mindset when creating that song?
Well, I mean, the mindset, number one, was, you know, I needed to have a radio hit. And, you know, I felt like Melanin, the beat, obviously, was there. And I wanted to make a hit that both empowered a people, but didn't put anybody down to do that. And if you actually listen to the record, it doesn't specify black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian. It really doesn't ever say the word black in the song, if you actually listen to it. So, I mean, you take from it what you will, but it's about, clearly I'm a black woman, so I'm uplifting people that are proud to be in the skin that they're in, so.
Gotcha. I respect that.
And how did that come across Spike Lee's radar?
Man, so, the funny thing is, I'm going to actually talk more about that once we get into the show, but, excuse me, so the day after it was released on February 1st, and February 2nd, I happened to see him post, an announcement for an independent artist. As you guys know, he's all about independent artists and uplifting us. And it says, submit your music for my new show, She's Gotta Have It. It's going to be on Netflix. So I'm like, man, if he hears this, actually, he's going to pick it. That's exactly what I told my friend. I was like, him hearing it is a whole other ball game. But I submitted it, and you know, 2 months later, he gave me a call. So
he gave you a call there, right?
First I was in talks with his music supervisor, who was just telling me the logistics, making sure all T's were crossed, I's were dotted with the ownership, which it was. And then he reached out and said he's going to be having a listening event actually himself for the soundtrack for the show. So
gotcha.
Got to go to his headquarters, 40 Acres and a Mule, and talked about it. And
that's amazing.
It's coming
that's
out. Thanksgiving Day is when the first episode airs. Yeah. So
that's dope.
It's gonna be the third episode.
Right. I'm Black History Month too. February 1st.
Exactly. It's crazy. You know, the whole history behind that record is the video I started producing, mentally at least, a couple of weeks prior to when he even made that announcement. And you guys will learn, the video is actually a tribute to Spike Lee. And they have all this stuff on screenshot that the production started before he even announced that. So the fact that it came out after the record and then he picked it, is just like, it blows my mind. So that's a story I'm actually looking to get, trying to get a premiere for the video actually. And hopefully that story, that backdrop will, you know, entice some writers out there to really, you know, take it on for a premiere.
Gotcha. I'm gonna ask you a question about is it Falling Up?
Falling Up, yep, falling that's up. It right here. That's the track that's in the album.
Falling Up. So if people are introduced to you through Melanin, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think the difference you would say is in yourself as an artist from Melanin, being that you said you made it to be able to attract a more mainstream artist?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more mainstream audience, sorry. What is Secret as an artist?
Well, you know, I've been doing this since 2014, and you know, I never like to go with male, female artists or whatever it is, but, you know, the reality is I'm a female artist, and, you know, the first thing I'm going after for is respect, so you don't really have to like, yeah, you don't really have to like the music, but when you listen to it, you're gonna have to respect what I'm saying. And so, you know, initially, I was putting a lot of conscious records out, and you'll hear that in my Super Mixtape, you know, Picture Day, Clock Out, Verbal Warning, those are the four mixtapes I dropped before. There's a conscious theme to my music, but in every project there's something that's gonna make you bounce that you can put in the club as well, because you know that I love that. I love that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
But it's always difficult when you're a conscious artist to kind of fuse the two types of music, being conscious and, you know, kind of upbeat and in the club and simple, without compromising yourself and who you are and your fan base. And so Melon is the perfect fusion of I want to party and throw this song on, but at the same time, it's not, you know, let's have sex, let's kill people, let's do drugs.
Yeah.
So it reminds me, if I was an industry artist, or if it was to ever get as far as I think it can with more work, it reminds me of a record like Jesus Walks. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that record, like he said, next time you're in the club, everybody's screaming out, Jesus Walks. And, you know, it really reminds me of that. And the world hasn't really got its hands on that record yet, but, you know, it's grown a lot over the last, you know, couple of months, and I really, really, you know, put a push behind promoting it, so we'll see how far it can go.
Gotcha. So, you're originally from Chicago, right?
Originally from Chicago, born there, but my dad's an army, so moved all over the place.
Gotcha. That's, like, because that melanin beat, it sounds like, kind of like
DJ Royster.
Yeah, like a California, like,
everyone says
like,
that.
Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, truth be told, is all my beats, like, all of my beats have come from SoundClick, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And that song was, my brother's actually, he started producing this last year or whatever, about a year. And, you know, I've taken some beats from him or whatever. But generally, I would say 95% of my music is straight from SoundClick, because I don't really work with a producer directly yet. Mm-hmm. You know, my brother has a great sound for those conscious records. So whenever he does those, I pick those. But Melon was written on a whole different beat, and that beat was taken from SoundCloud. Somebody had bought it when I went to try and buy it myself. I was devastated, because that was supposed to be the single to kick this album off.
Yeah.
So I like cried literally, like called my friend up, cried, and but found that beat, which, you know, the producer was like, "Hey, I'm sorry, I can't, but trust me, you'll find something way better." And I did when I actually went out, found that beat a couple days later, and it happened to be, you know, everyone's saying it's like a West Coast vibe to it. It's just a great production to me.
Yeah, it is. It's like a very, like, just chill vibe. Like.
Yeah.
And the original beat you wanted for it got taken?
The original beat, so on SoundCloud, it's like you can just, anybody can download
it
and use it.
So it's a blessing,
then. Yeah. This beat right here I found and right away snipped it. Got it. And I actually found that one with one of the other beats on that album.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm buying them both right now. Hadn't even written the other record. I just said, don't beat, I'm buying it.
I had the special two for 100.
These were actually two different producers, but in my looking for this beat, I found one of those beats. I was like, I'm buying that. And I bought it, and those two songs have since been written, and one of them is on this record, and the other one is Melon. So.
What was the creative process behind Falling Up?
So Falling Up was supposed to drop last August, and, you know, I actually had a single called We In This Out, which would have been the lead single for this record, but that single's a little more raunchy. It was spinning in the clubs for a little bit, you know, and when I really started thinking about it, I wasn't ready to put out an EP and push it the way I wanted to at that time, so I ended up just leaving We In This as a single, and the records that I wrote for this album here, you know, I decided to save them, and I wrote a whole different 7-8 records and dropped Verbal Warning, which is the mixtape, and just left We In This by itself. And then I said, all right, now I really got to get back into Falling Up. I need to replace We In This, which is a really, you know, it's a really, you know, great record. It was actually on Power 105 for, you know, about a month. But I wasn't able to promote that record the way I promoted Melanin, so I'm going to actually go back with We In This. But Melanin replaced that as the lead single, and I was like, that's perfect. It's a radio record. It's conscious. And it's just perfect. Let me throw it out there and see if it sticks, and it did. So that's the lead single, and you know, the rest of the records, a lot of them have been written already. Like On Broadway was written when I first started doing music in 2014, but they're, you know, even as small as I am in this world of music and independent artistry, you know, there are records I write that I'm like, I don't give a crap. I'm not releasing this record,
yeah.
You know, until I either make it big or I feel like, you know what, it's going to be on a project that's going to, you know, I'm going to really be able to put some things behind. It's not going to be like a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
So on Broadway is written 2014, end of 2013. It Went Down was written for this record. Young City was written 2-3 years ago. The Greatest was written for this record. Falling Up was written for this record. And Melanin was the replacement record. So, yeah, I've got tons of records just sitting around waiting that to just be released. You know, that's why I'm kind of doing the EP first. See where it goes.
Gotcha. So what do you want people to take away from this EP?
Well, the whole concept is just Falling Up is, you know, trying to find a negative in life and turn them into a positive in life. The record really, you know, the album titled record Falling Up itself, it really goes right into that concept head first. To start off the record, it's a really good vibe type of beat. Then Melanin, it's that type of feel too. Hey, you got melanin, but that's a good thing, you know. Uh-huh, you know, it's a good thing. On Broadway is a little more random because I'm a random artist. It's more relationship vibe, and it's very deep and dark. It Went Down is kind of the flip side of that. You know, Yo City's just having a good time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And you know, The Greatest is a very, very conscious record in the album, and but you get the general, you get a good feeling when you leave, a good feeling about life. You know, I make music for the blue collar working person and independent artist that, like all of us in the room,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing what we love to do. We're not really doing it at this point for the money, I don't think. We're just doing it because we love to do it, and you know, we want to reach, you know, other people, inspire them. So be inspired is what I want people to take away from Falling Up.
To go back to Melanin, did you, making the record, did you want it to be a socially conscious record, or did you just start writing, have the process going, and then you're like, wait, I could do this, like, do both? Or how did it come about?
With Melanin, like I said, I need a hit. I need a hit to leave this next EP out. And I really think it just came out when I heard the beat. It was just like, it's the hook. The hook is what I started with. It's like all these songs that have these ignorant hooks out here. That's what people want to hear, you know? And I need a hook that's really, really strong, but maybe I'm thinking too much with all these records. So literally just spit it out. Like, I got melanin. Like, that's how simple it is. Yeah, that's literally what came to my mind when I heard that beat was, aha, I got melanin. And then just spit the rest out, being very careful and mindful of not mentioning race or a particular race or, you know, or singling anybody out, like being mindful of that throughout the entire record, which was a little challenging, but, you know, it was fun because, you know, so it was almost like a project. Like, your teacher gives you an assignment, you got to go and research and do it. Like, it wasn't really instinctual. It's like, I need to make sure, it was really like a project, as this record was. Like, it needs to not, you know, invade anybody else. It needs to be fun. It needs to be simple. It needs to be, and these are, you know, it was a project, that record was. It wasn't like, oh, I just like writing and just flow. Like, no, that record was absolutely manufactured. Like, manufactured. We in this, the record before that was just like, I just need to do something ignorant, dumb, and just put it out there. Mm. This right here was manufactured.
So you mentioned you did, you said 3-4 mixtapes before this one, you dropped 3 or 4?
Yep, my super mixtape has been 4. So my super mixtape, Picture Day, Clock Out, and Verbal Warning dropped last August.
How does Falling Up stand out from those other 4 mixtapes?
Falling Up is way more fluid. It's a complete concept. I think Clock Out does that probably better than any other project, because when you're first coming out as a artist or a rapper, you just like rapping and you're talking about how upset you are that you didn't make it. Friends and family aren't supporting you, and when I do make it, this, that, and the third. And I did that in my first tape, you know, behind some, you know, industry beats, and I was very aggressive. And then, you know, Picture Day, I was, you know, and it was all industry beats. The second project was called Picture Day, and the focus was just to be all original as possible. But I still had a chip on my shoulder, and it was just kind of random. You know, I had a chip on my shoulder, I'm hustling, and, you know, Clock Out was the most fluid project, I think, because it was just, you know, it's all talk. It's all leading up to me, you know, not really liking this regular 9-to-5 business, and trying to really work for myself one day. So that's where kind of Clock Out and Verbal Warning kind of tie in, and this is kind of like the spinoff to those two projects. So I think it's way more fluid, to answer your question simply. I think the productions kind of all match well. Like, it's not too, I think it's put together nicely, you know, the beats flow really nicely, whereas, you know, you can just kind of listen to the whole thing, not really pick through it. And the quality, it's been mixed, mastered the entire by, you know, an industry engineer. So the sound quality is great. And I think it's just a quality project. It's just, those 6 tracks are quality projects. Songs. But
which song speaks to you the most? Which song, if someone asks you, what's your favorite song on this project? I know you'd be like, oh, all of them, I made them all, but like, which one means
well,
the most?
Well, no, absolutely not, because, you know,
pull it up.
I mean, the thing about it is, like, On Broadway has always held a special place in my heart, because it was, like, one of the first things I said, look, if I ever make this song, it could make a really Grammy. Like, I really always felt that way about On Broadway,
What about it?
But I don't know, it's just, I mean, maybe it couldn't win again, but I really felt really special about that record and held on to, actually released it for like a week, and then no one really responds, like, they don't deserve this record, I'm not going to put it, I'm taking it off the SoundCloud, and I've never released it, it's going to be released.
Yeah.
I took it off, and I would probably have to say, you know, obviously Melanin, but the record, the greatest is... It's probably going to end up. Is a record that I've played several times. And initially, I was like, "Oh, it's a good song. It's conscious. I needed to put one of those on there." But it really, it's very personal. It's very personal, and that's the blue collar anthem kind of. It's not an anthem, but it's really deep.
So I know you said you started rapping in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel now? This being, you know, another project you're doing versus all the other projects you're doing, do you have a different mindset coming into this, or like, is it the same mindset, your focus, like, what is it going on now that might be different from when you released your other project?
It's definitely a focus, because, you know, when you're releasing mixtapes, you just, my mixtapes, when I see, think of a mixtape, I think of, you know, a bunch of freestyles, and you're really just dropping bars. It's not really a point to the song. It was just kind of all over the place. The songs aren't really concept, like they're not really conceptual. Like it's just like a bunch of bars, like freestyles, which is generally how most of, you know, my tapes have been. But I think, I really think with Picture Day, I started to bring full songs together, but they just weren't, they weren't all fluid like for one project. They were complete songs. Clock Out is the most fluid project I have since this one, but it's all industry beats. This one right here, I went into thinking I need them to be full concepts, the songs. I need each and every song to mix and match as well. I need them all to be one project. I need all of them to be one project. So that's the mindset going into when you're working on an actual album or EP for this one, versus a mixtape. You want full concept songs, and then as different as they still work with the full body. And the title, all of them kind of, you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
out of respect for your time, I just have one last question. I know we're already running over time, but your name, Secret, where did that come from? Like, what's the story behind that?
My mom. It's my real name.
It's my
real name.
Settle, you see? Quick question.
Wait, don't need, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Can I ask you one more?
Yeah.
If you don't mind, just to add to Ryan's question, how have you grown as an artist in these 3 years?
I would say that I'm much more calculated when making decisions. You know, I'm not in the industry, we're not in the industry, but it's still, you're trying to prepare yourself in the industry. I treat this like Drake's treating his records. I treat the budget the way these artists are treating the budget. Things are necessary, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it. You can't be like half in, half out. So I'm just way more calculated. You know, I'm not, if someone throws out a price, I'm not just going to take it. I'm going to try to negotiate. I'm more calculated about the when and what I put out. I'm not just going to put music out like just because I did it. You know, there's stuff that hasn't been recorded. I have like a bunch of music just sitting around. It doesn't need to be dropped right now. So things like that, I'm more calculated about it. And I'm trying to really find my sound. And it's okay if it's predictably unpredictable, if you will. It's okay if my music, it doesn't like, oh, you have one smooth sound, you need to have a sound or a brand. Like, no, maybe my brand is that it's random. Maybe my brand is random. You know, I'm random. So, you know, I don't know. It's okay, some of those things that I just mentioned. But I think mainly I'm way more calculated on the business side of things. And, yeah.
Got you. We definitely appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us.
Yeah, we got that email. We were
on your nice couches, you know. We appreciate it.
This ain't my couches. This is quad.
We appreciate you inviting us. If you want,
shout out to them.
Shout out, you know, let the people know your project, your Instagram, all that stuff.
Word. The project is falling up. Right now, it's available for pre-order on iTunes. Just search "Secret Falling Up." Secret is spelled with two T's. Secret is out. All social media. The website is secretisout.com. August 1st is when the project drops. Shout out Cooling Out Pod.
Hey, y'all heard me. Y'all go pre-order that album tonight. Nah, as always, thank you for listening to Cooling Out Podcast.
Stay cool.
What up?
Thank you
guys.
Thank you so much.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.